Hello, hola, bonjour. Tune in every Tuesday to the Dear God Podcast.
¿Y qué pasó?
Nah, we talking like it's 1995. Let go of that Wi-Fi. Let's laugh and cry, but never say goodbye. Hello? Hello? Is this thing on? Claro que sí, porque you're listening to the Dear God Are We There Yet? The podcast, and we have to thank Feminist Book Club subscription box and podcast for this week's episode. Feminist Book Club is an intersectional monthly subscription box that features feminist books chosen by their members and products from women and queer-owned businesses. All genders are welcome. Don't forget to visit feministbookclub.com. Ahora grab that cafecito and let's talk. Let's talk like it's 1995. Que lo que, primos y primas. And bienvenidos to the Dear God Are We There Yet? The podcast con tu prima favorita. Soy Alicia and this podcast is bilingual. Well, I try. For you, those of you who have never tuned in, Dear God Are We There Yet? Is a lifestyle community of question seekers. The goal is simple, to empower thought-provoking conversation, share happiness, and encourage each of us to never stop asking questions and having conversations that matter. Remember, God could be whatever you want it to be. Whoever you want it to be could be the universe, religious God, Buddha, self, nature, lo que sea para ti. Now, I want to talk about this amazing episode. Dear God, here's something I don't want anyone to know about me. Oh my gosh. This title is not clickbait, whatever. Look, así que se dice, ¿verdad? Clickbait. Where you click, es como te dicen algo, y cuando tú lo imprimes, no es lo que quieren hablar, right? El tema de hoy significa de algo que yo no quiero que nadie sepa de mí, right? Well, I'm asking this to God. Don't we have that sometimes where we just have like, we have things that we don't want anyone to know about us? And I'm a pretty private person. I mean, I've always kind of been a private person. I try to keep certain things. So I've possibly shared this already on my YouTube channel, but I definitely was digging deeper. And as a new year starts, you start to think about these things that you're like, oh gosh, it's the ugly side of me. We all have beautiful sides. We are all beautiful. Even our ugly and our messy is beautiful, but there are some sides, como está feo, bien feo. Yes, primos y primas, bien feo. And I say this because the number one thing that comes to mind where it's like, gosh, I don't want anybody, no quiero nadie que sepa de esto, is like my, like, just anger. You know, I've never really talked about this on the show, but I'm a really happy-go-lucky person, but something takes over me when I get so angry. Have you ever been so angry that you just like, you're just angry? Tú estás como Tarzan. Tú estás como, oh my God, quiero explotar. And I think that, you know, how do we process anger? How do you process anger? Because I think as I gotten older, I process anger a little bit different. And it's like looking in the mirror with your emotion and saying, am I processing this correctly? Like, am I even saying this? Why am I even giving energy to anger into this form? And so it brings out an ugly side of you. We all have an ugly side of us. But some of us don't want to talk about it because we feel like, you know, it's going to make us, like a failure. Oh my God, we failed. Which brings me to my second point, which is, you know, we think because we're broken, we failed as a person. And that's not true. I mean, it really isn't true. It really isn't true that even though you feel like, oh my God, I am so messed up, or I have this, or I didn't do this right, I didn't say this right, that we're broken. But let me tell you the truth of the matter is, let me just tell you that right now. I know I'm getting to the point, pero ven acá, you like what you hear so far, make sure you don't miss a show. We're going to get back to our show, but don't forget to click the subscribe button now. Y le damos la gracia otra vez a Feminine Book Club subscription box and podcast. But stay tuned, listen to the rest of the episode because they're going to be giving you something really good and it's free. Now back to the show. Yeah, the reality is that you have to look at yourself in the mirror. Tú tienes que mirarte en el espejo. Tú tienes que decir, like, just because I'm broken in this part or I'm messing in this part doesn't mean I'm a failure. It doesn't mean that if I give up or I do this, that means that I'll never be able to do X, Y, Z again. Or we can't think like that. And sometimes I think like that. And those are things that I am Miss Polly Perfect as far as positive. And it's not always a good thing, which leads me to my last point. Like, it's not always a good thing to be so positive. I mean, you're hearing me telling you this. And I'm realizing that, yeah, positivity is amazing. Like, I try to be positive all day, every day, todo día, 365 días del año. I try. But sometimes then, me being so positive about something just derails me from my expectations. And sometimes I don't even want to have certain expectations because it leads to disappointments, right? And so being positive is all great and wonderful, but sometimes you have to have that, like, realistic point of view about certain situations, because if you're having expectations, it's going to lead sometimes to disappointment, because the universe no va así. The universe va en su manera. So this is just a little bit of something that I didn't want people to know about me. And I was reading this book from Brené Brown. I was actually listening to the audio book and I was reading some quotes from it. And I was at the gym, estoy ahí en el gimnasio, tú sabes. Pasando el tiempo, porque imagínate, 30 minutos es un mundo grande. But I'm reading it, and she says, vulnerability hangover. That's like the words I keep thinking over and over again. Vulnerability hangover. And as I'm listening to her audiobook, I keep thinking about exactly what I just said. You know, my emotions of being angry, and how is, like, why can't we process that in a way where we can think about it before going 0 to 100 real quick. Y tú sabes lo que yo estoy hablando, porque todo el mundo tiene eso. But then also the in denial, like the, no, just because you're messy and you're, you know, you're not perfect doesn't mean you're broken. It doesn't mean you're a horrible person. And of course, and being too positive, yeah, sometimes too much is like, you have to really think about, like, okay, you want the outcome to be super positive, and that is great, but just keep it in the back of your mind, some possibilities and solutions and outcomes, so that you won't get disappointed. And the vulnerability hangover is, you gotta check her out, Brené Brown. Esa mujer, she puts it all on the table, and she makes you think about these things, because it's hard to be vulnerable on certain things. It's hard to say, you know, like, gosh, this is something, God, yo no quiero a todo el mundo que sepa esto de mí. But sometimes being vulnerable in those situations of the things that hurt you or the things that don't necessarily go the way you want it to go and how you express yourself, sometimes you learn something from that. So, I don't know. Yo quiero saber lo que ustedes piensan. Do you have something you don't want the world to know, but then at the same time you know that if you share a piece of it, it will only help you heal into that? I hope you guys enjoyed. Thank you for joining us this week on Dear God, Are We There Yet? Make sure to visit our website, deargodarewetheryet.com, or our Instagram. And there's a link in the bio, porque yo te prometí, a giveaway. Yes, Feminist Book Club and Subscription Box. They are giving a free box. Giveaway. Gratis. Ends on Sunday. Go to my link in my bio and Instagram and you can register for free. There's no purchase necessary. Just do it. But the reason why I wanted to, and you're probably going to be like, pero Alicia está en esto ahora con esto ad. Déjame decirte algo. I only want to have sponsors that are aligned with Dear God, Are We There Yet? And Feminist Book Club is offering amazing books about different things from their own members and products for, you know, from women and queer owned businesses. And those are the conversations, and that's the platform, you know, that we're welcoming different types of people, different ways of thinking. So I want you guys to check them out, because they also have a podcast. So hola, mis chicas de Feminist Book Club. But check out their podcast as well and go ahead and register for the giveaway. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday for our next episode. Hasta la próxima. Hasta las 15 de la mañana. Hasta las 15 de la mañana. Have a awesome day, primos y primas. Pensaste que nunca, nunca te olvidaría.